This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh. We're your co-hosts on A Pirate's Life for Me, brought to you by the East Carolina Alumni Association, with special thanks to our partners Liberty Mutual, CFS, and Pirate Radio. They are actually our sponsors,
I guess. Yeah, it's great to have those sponsors on. You know, this is our third show, Pirate Nation. This is the show for the Pirate Nation, A Pirate's Life for Me. True Pirate fans, tune in weekly to hear ECU news and interviews with your classmates and fellow pirates across the Pirate Nation. We will find out how our alumni are impacting their communities and their lives of others through their professions and activities.
Well, we've got a great show for you today. We'll be talking with Ray Bunch later on, and you know, what we're noticing around campus is that lots of students are returning. The streets are busier. There's definitely a feeling of fall coming to campus now, and we're really excited about that.
Absolutely. And actually, tonight, the East Carolina Alumni Association is working with the Student Union, the Office of Orientation, and Dowdy Student Stores to bring our second annual Walk the Plank event for incoming freshmen. We'll get to that a little later in the show, but that's a great program to welcome the new Pirates to the Pirate family.
That's right, and now we're at the part of the show where we bring you the ECU News. We'd like to welcome Nancy McGillicuddy and Erica Lazur from our ECU News Bureau. They are on the public affairs staff, and we are excited to welcome them here to share with you what's going on at ECU this week.
Okay, thanks Denise and Paul. Projected enrollment figures are the highest in history at East Carolina University's class of 2009 begins the fall semester. Our preliminary numbers show 3,500 freshmen this year. In addition, early figures in ECU's Office of Admissions indicate this year's incoming freshman class has an average SAT score of 1051. And
is that good? I can't remember. It's been so long since I took the.
I didn't know SAT scores came in four digits. Mine were only three digits, but I guess that there's. Wow.
The new students joined the rest of their educational cohorts to create a total of 23,500, which is a 3% increase from last year.
That's a lot of students out there now.
That's amazing. We're the third largest institution, state institution in the state of North Carolina, and we're continuing to grow. I've heard we're the fastest growing institution in the state.
Yes, and keep in mind those numbers are just targeted. They won't be official until September 1st, which is the day after drop ads stops for the students.
That's great. Nancy, do you have any indication on we have the rising numbers of students coming to campus? How many of them are actually going to come to campus, and how many of those will be through distance education?
A total of 4,298 students are distance education only students, and for classes that start this Wednesday.
That's right. And for those of you in the Pirate Nation who don't know, East Carolina continues to be the statewide leader in distance education, outpacing all the other 15 of our sister institutions. The state awards X number of dollars a year to online education, and from what I understand, East Carolina gets more money because of our program than all the other schools combined. So it's another feather in our cap here at East Carolina. Thanks, Nancy, for that report.
Okay, thank you.
Eric, I think you have some good news to share with some of the scientists are doing on campus.
Yeah, Paul, thanks. It turns out this past weekend, Hal Daniel, who is an anthropologist, biologist, and a chef here at East Carolina, presented the ABCs of entomophagy, which for all of you non-science majors out there, that is the act of eating insects. He presented this information that basically advocated the eating of insects at the annual Bug Fest sponsored by the North Carolina Museum of Science. He and his colleague Claudia Joles basically spent the weekend out there talking up insects, and they cooked cream of asparagus and Katie did soup, cicadas alla romana, which was kind of like a pizza, and they spent most of Saturday evening, I believe, deep frying grasshoppers and wrapping them in organic green, collard greens, I believe.
They are advocating for people to add insects to their diet?
Yes, apparently.
Is this Atkins approved?
It's high in protein, okay. So it could
probably
be. Absolutely. Hal Daniel says that insects generally have higher protein per serving as most fish, so if not higher. So get out there and start catching grasshoppers.
I guess it's a cheaper way to eat, right? Cheap but healthy.
Yeah, right out there in your backyard.
That's right. And if nothing else, it provides for some fear factor type entertainment.
Absolutely. Okay. There's plenty of that.
Thanks for that, Erica. Now, I am just wondering, did you try any of these, this new type of cuisine?
I tried a barbecue larvae, and I had a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I can imagine.
My husband was a little more adventurous, but I played it safe.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And Nancy, did you have something else you wanted to share with us before we sign off from the News Bureau?
Yes. One more item regarding the new students coming onto campus. There will be a student convocation for the first time in a very long time at East Carolina University, and that will be tomorrow, Sunday at noon in Wright Auditorium. And this program, it's the official kickoff to the academic year, and it's this one is designed specifically for freshmen to help them kind of bridge the gap between high school and college. And there will be various leaders from the university there to welcome the students.
I heard Skip Holtz is going to be there. Is there any truth to that?
Well, there will be some sports coaches. We don't know for sure which ones. Maybe it'll be Coach Holtz, but we'll see. The Chancellor Steve Ballard is scheduled to be there, and Provost Jim Smith, and there'll be lots of leaders there to welcome the students.
Great. So the incoming class has Walk the Plank tonight, which will be taking place right outside the Joyner Library. Well, they'll walk through the columns, and like we said, we'll touch on that later in the show. And then they've got the convocation at Wright Auditorium at noon on Sunday. So that sounds great. It's a wonderful way to welcome our new pirates.
That's great. Well, that's the news from the ECU News Bureau. And we'll be back with Ray Bunch after this commercial break. Pirate Pulse, the official e-newsletter of the East Carolina Alumni Association, keeps you connected to ECU. Sent on the first of each month, Pirate Pulse includes ECU news, alumni event information, takes a look back at the history of ECU, features alumni achievement, and much, much more. Bring ECU to your inbox and sign up today for Pirate Pulse by visiting piratealumni.com. The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
Did you graduate from East Carolina?
Do you want to help current ECU students?
If so, join the Pirate Alumni Network, PAN. The Career Center and the Alumni Association offer PAN as an easy way to give back to ECU.
Alumni, volunteer with PAN to offer guidance to ECU students interested in learning more about your career.
ECU students, visit the Career Center today to learn how to network with alumni.
For more information or to participate in the Pirate Alumni Network, please visit piratealumni.com.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into the show. We're excited to welcome Emmy Award winner and East Carolina class of 1970, Belton Ray Bunch, to the show. Welcome, Ray, and welcome home to Eastern North Carolina.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here. Really great.
East Carolina is a special place, Ray. Can you share with our listeners what your time in East Carolina meant to you personally and professionally?
Well, I don't know. That was a very strange time for me. It was very difficult. I came into the School of Music really ill-prepared to be here, and it was amazing, some of the professors that helped me get through what had to be one of the more difficult times of my life. But I made it through, and, gosh, I've carried that legacy with me everywhere I go.
And, Ray, you received a degree in music theory and composition.
Yes, I did.
And would you say, you mentioned some of the professors, but are there any that you would credit that helped in shaping your music career or directing you in that path?
Well, I can't say that there was any one that directly affected my path necessarily. There was one professor in particular, Dr. Brett Watson, who I believe is deceased now, that was particularly instrumental in, I suppose, convincing me that I really could compose music. You know, you're never sure. He was very encouraging and just incredibly helpful, and just opened so many avenues to me as far as music that I didn't even realize existed until I met him. And
you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're here with Belton Ray Bunch, class of 1970, Emmy Award winner from East Carolina. Ray, the Hollywood movie and music industry are extremely competitive and difficult to get a break. How did you launch your career, and what was the big break that started your career?
You know, I've been asked that many times, and I can't really credit any one particular moment that I can remember. Probably the most decisive moment that I met, or person that I met, and the most influential was another composer by the name of Mike Post, who is sort of the godfather of television music. And I met Mike, and Mike me under his wing, and I think he really kind of felt sorry for me. I was fresh out of school here and really out of my element in Los Angeles, and Mike has a particular affinity for Southerners, and I don't know, he was just incredibly helpful, and to this day remains a very close friend and mentored me through, and so I think that's the most helpful person that I met.
Ray, you've scored many things: commercials, presidential inaugurations, the Olympics, TV, drama series including Hill Street Blues, Magnum P.I., Quantum Leap, as yes. You mentioned, and then Star Trek Enterprise, where you just won the Emmy Award. Would you say that any of those experiences that really stand up, was there a moment or an episode that is just very memorable to you along the way?
Well, I can't really say there was any one, again, any one particular show or episode, as you want, as maybe you would say. Probably the definitive show for me, when I really was convinced that I maybe could do this and might be good at doing it, was the show Quantum Leap. When I started doing that, that was just an incredible challenge. And frankly, it was a little bit over my head at the time, or I was over my head. And it really forced me to step up and do things that I had never done.
Could you describe to our listeners a little bit about some of the type of music that you perform or do? I know Quantum Leap, I heard that you got to play with a range of music.
Well, that was the biggest challenge to the show. Most television shows, you know, you establish a style of music in the first couple of episodes, and you stick to it through the length of the show, you know, whether it's a year or 5 years or whatever. And the style doesn't change. It sort of becomes part of the idea of the show. Quantum Leap was different in the sense that the setting of the show was different geographically every week and in terms of time. So I remember the last season of the show, the first episode of the show, I had the L.A. Philharmonic, you know, and just literally 100 and some musicians doing this big symphonic score. And the next week, the next episode, I had two musicians, a jazz fiddle and an acoustic guitar. So you never knew what you were going to run into, and it really, as I said, caused me to expand my musical vocabulary, if you will.
Right. Growing up in Goldsboro, you're a native son of Eastern North Carolina. How has growing up in North Carolina influenced your music?
Particularly my upbringing, it's influenced a lot. I grew up, I was self-taught in music. My dad was an amateur big band drummer, and so there was always sort of music around. But I taught myself to play piano, and I grew up in the church playing gospel music. So that's had more of an influence on me than anything I've done. And it really wasn't until I came over to ECU that I was exposed to serious classical music. And so my upbringing in Goldsboro was rooted all in gospel music, and that's just served me incredibly well.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Ray Bunch, who recently won an Emmy Award in the category of Best Dramatic Underscore for the Star Trek Enterprise episode entitled Similitude. Is that how you pronounce that?
Similitude.
Similitude, thank you. Can you tell me how you prepare to compose a piece, for example, for an episode for Star Trek? Do you watch the show that you're composing to? Do you talk with the directors, the producers?
Yes, in the beginning we have what we call a spotting session, and I will sit down with the director in this case and see a rough cut of the show, pretty much as he's seen it, minus the sound effects, and particularly in Star Trek, many of the visual effects are not there. So it's a very, very rough cut. But he'll explain to me, you know, well, at this point there's a spaceship that blows up and there are aliens coming out, and a lot of times you don't actually know what they look like. You just sort of have to use your imagination. He'll discuss the music, what it should be like at a certain point, ask your opinions sometimes, and then sometimes listen to them. Mm-hmm. And so then you go home and write music.
Great. You know, most of our listeners, we don't get a chance to hear or see an episode on TV or in a movie without music. Can you talk a little bit about what music brings to those types of entertainment outlets?
Yes. It's a very interesting process. Actually, a few times when I've had a chance to speak in front of audiences who naturally don't understand the process, I will show a piece of film with maybe three different pieces of music in it. And it's very, very interesting to see how the individual styles of music can affect what you see. And people don't really realize that. Most of the time, people don't notice the music particularly, unless it's bad. And if it's good, most of the time it will serve the picture, and you just you don't notice it as much. But it's very ironic. Yeah, I think the more poorly it's written, the more you notice it. So
I also think people notice it. I had the experience. Remember a couple of years ago, they did an episode of ER, and they did it live. It was a live episode of ER, and what I really noticed about the episode was that there was no music because they were running the show live. I noticed the absence of music and how it didn't seem to be as good of a show without it.
Well, I hope you're right. It keeps people like me employed. I didn't hear that episode. But.
Well, Ray, you've been nominated many times for an Emmy Award, and recently you won the Emmy. Is there any difference now being an Emmy Award winner as opposed to the nomination?
Well, ironically, the difference I've noticed is I haven't been working as much. And actually, that's a little bit true. It's been an odd thing, but my the person who handles me, my agent, says that the perception is that I might have become too expensive, which is not the case, you know. But it does have that effect, and I understand from some actors I've met that have won, you know, an Oscar or an Emmy, and the same sort of thing happens, that suddenly you're perceived as more expensive and smarter than you used to be, you know, and all those kind of things. So.
Now, Ray, as a boy growing up in Goldsboro, did you ever see yourself doing what you're doing today?
No, absolutely not. I had no idea that the whole genre of film composing existed, really. I didn't know anything about it. Didn't even know that through my schooling at ECU. It wasn't until I got to Los Angeles and met, as I mentioned, my friend Mike Post, and I went, wow, this is an unusual way to make a living. And so, yeah.
Wait, let me ask you this now. You were the 1990 recipient of the Outstanding Alumni of the Year Award from the East Carolina Alumni Association.
Yeah.
And you've just recently won the Emmy Award. where are they in your house in proximity to each other?
Well, that's not a fair question.
And you have to tell the truth, because I'm going to be out of your place in a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I can't tell you that. I can't tell you exactly where any of them are right now.
Okay.
But I'll find them before you get there.
Good answer.
Well, you know, we really appreciate you doing the show with us today. What's next on the agenda for Ray Bunch?
Well, I'm currently working on a movie that is for the A&E channel, which is really one of the better quality projects that I've worked on in a while. I really enjoyed it. It's called Faith of My Fathers, and it's based on the autobiography of the same name by Senator John McCain. And it's a story of his capture as a POW in Vietnam and his life. And it's very, very well done and interesting movie.
Great. Well, Ray, thanks for talking with us today. I especially want to thank you for the exposure that you bring to East Carolina. Every time our alumni achieve great things, it increases the value of all East Carolina degrees, especially when you proudly proclaim, as you often do, that you are an East Carolina pilot. Once again, thanks for taking time with us. You've made the Pirate Nation proud.
Oh, we're great. Well, go Pirates.
Thanks, Ray.
That's great.
Thanks very much to Belton Ray Bunch. We've enjoyed having you on the show, and please stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments with A Pirate's Life for Me. Make PirateAlumni.com your connection to ECU.
From news and events to reconnecting with fellow pirates, PirateAlumni.com is your 24-hour link to East Carolina.
Visit PirateAlumni.com today to sign up for the Pirate Pulse and bring ECU to your inbox.
Add PirateAlumni.com to your favorites today and stay connected to ECU. PirateAlumni.com and the East Carolina Alumni Association are your connection to ECU. This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
The ECU Alumni Association is proud to be in our 37th year of serving ECU and her alumni. From modest beginnings as a teacher training school, ECU has grown to become an emerging national research university with over 108,000 alumni worldwide. ECU alumni are passionate, proud, and loyal to their alma mater. They inhale purple and exhale gold. Show your purple power pride by getting involved with the ECU Alumni Association. Visit us online at pirateAlumni.com or call us at 800-ECU. ECU grad.
There are pretenders among us.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back. That was great. I really enjoyed talking with Ray. He's been a very supportive alum.
He's an amazing guy. He's very generous and obviously talented.
That's right. So, Paul, tell us, how many days till tailgate?
It is officially, Denise, 2 weeks until we kick off the season against Duke. Our tailgate is filling up fast. We have over the official numbers as of Thursday, are 208 people signed up for the first tailgate against Duke. That means there's only, let me do some quick math in my head, there are only 42 more spots left. So, Pirate Nation, if you haven't gotten your alumni tailgate tickets, visit piratealumni.com or give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD.
That's right. In fact, it is exactly 2 weeks because our kickoff kicks off at 10:30 a.m. on that Saturday, so we're really excited about that. Well, we mentioned it earlier, but tonight we're hosting Walk the Plank, and we are really excited to see the new students coming back. We did this event last year, and we had about 1,100 freshmen that came down, so it will be an opportunity to introduce freshmen to the chants and cheers of ECU, ECU traditions, and then it gives them a chance to meet each other and gather for a late-night barbecue on campus. So
That's absolutely right. Most of our listeners know, and what we try to get across to the freshmen who are coming to campus, that the decision, when you make the decision to attend East Carolina, it's not a 4, 5, or 6-year decision. It's a it's a decision that's with you for the rest of your life. Wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever your career takes you, you'll always be an East Carolina alumnus. And Walk the Plank is sort of the event where we kick all that off. So
that's
I'm excited about that tonight.
That's right. You know, I was wondering why did we choose Walk the Plank? And I think that if it's that a student isn't going to become a pirate, then they can walk the plank.
That's right. Or I guess the other way to look at it is that you've now left your family at home.
That's
and
right.
That these are the folks that's going to be your new ECU pirate family, that everything you go through, the trials and tribulations of being a college student, especially being a college freshman, you're going to walk the plank, and you have family members to do it together with you.
That's right, and I hope those aren't sharks in the water. They're just friendly dolphins, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I do want to remind everyone the music that you've been hearing throughout today's show is actually music composed by Velton Ray Bunch, so we appreciate that, and you can hear his music again in Star Trek episodes and old episodes of Quantum Leap, so we're excited to talk with him today, and be sure to tune in next week. We're going to be talking to NASCAR Jackman Ed Watkins.
How many times in a row can you say the word Jackman?
I don't know. Jackman. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. How many times can you say it?
I don't know. They had me on. They had me on Live at 5, and I think Wes actually did it like 30 times in a row. It was quite funny. But we look forward to Ed Watkins, NASCAR Jackman, being on the next show, and tune in next time, Pirate Nation. Until then, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Drink up me hearty, yo ho! I've been quilled up by our mommies and dads. Drink up me hearty, yo ho!